Hello, and welcome to another episode of Yes Ad. I'm Josh.
Hello, I'm Clint. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm trying to take a more lighthearted and professional tone with this one. Easy on the ears.
Is it? Is it?
I've been listening to a lot of NPR recently, and it seems like this is the tone and cadence that resonates most with people.
Huh. Okay, well, this is the energy we're bringing to our podcast today, and let's give the people at home a glimpse in behind the curtain. This is Yes Ad. It's an improv comedy podcast where two, sometimes three, unqualified ad people brainstorm semi-coherent campaigns out of mixed-up client requests.
Thanks, Clint. That's really great, and I think to give the audience some context on what's happening here, last week you heard from us we were gainfully employed at Grampy's old-timey antique ad agency. Unfortunately, Grampy fired us. He was unhappy with the quality of our ads, and also he thought we were stealing all of his silverware and wrist watches from his house, and so he did fire us. And now we're working at a new agency, Clint.
That's absolutely true. Thank you so much for the introduction and that backstory on a fearful old man and his retaliation against us. Here we are at Ad SMR, our new ad agency, specializing in gentle ads. We have a new coworker. We'd like to have her introduce herself. Her name is Erin.
Hey, I don't know if you guys know this, but it is not a job requirement to whisper here at Ad SMR.
Oh, thank God.
I've been talking like that. You won't get fired for that one.
I've been talking like that for 4 days.
Is that like a library style decibel?
No, we tried that. We lost a lot of people. So. Oh,
okay.
Did they get fired?
We don't talk about it. Thank you, though.
Okay.
I've been talking like that the whole time, and nobody's corrected me, and I just thought that
we have noticed.
Oh.
We didn't know how to correct you, so I knew that I got assigned to your team, and I figured that, you know, in a more one-on-one professional setting, I could give you that feedback instead of, you know, at the water cooler.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've been watching a lot of recordings of Elizabeth Holmes videos, and I felt like if I could mimic, you know, that same type of baritone. Because I just wanted to be, I was very impressed by her professionalism and her speaking ability. And I thought I could bring some of that to my next job. Maybe they would let me get away with doing something I don't know how to do, which is advertising.
And look at you go. You're actually, you are the Elizabeth Holmes story, really.
Truly.
I think introductions are in order. Erin, we appreciate you helping us with some of the brainstorming that we'd like to do. I know these clients were not specifically assigned to us, but you know what Clint and I like to do is, you know, get ahead of the game and just be proactive, make ads that maybe nobody asked for, nobody wanted, but we'll really show off our range.
Okay, so like this isn't the list from Linda. We're just doing our own thing?
Oh, we did those already.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. So like anything that you have that's just been like waiting just in the wings, you know, we're ready to like get in and just fill those.
Where did you find these other options? Did you access?
No. We cold called actually.
Oh, okay. Interesting method in the year 2022, but yeah, let's do that.
They didn't say we couldn't call people and ask if they wanted ads.
You're right. If we don't specifically say no, then it's probably a yes.
That's what I go by.
So, I think, you know, I'm going to level with you. this is an unpaid internship and I got to make some money at some point here. I figure, you know, this is what we've done at our past agencies, and it didn't really work exactly how we thought, but I still am proud of what we accomplished.
Yeah, I'm down. You know, I've been an unpaid intern for like 4 years now. So I'm also, you know, really hoping to make some money someday. And if this gets my foot in the door, I'm really excited about it. Let's try it.
How are you paying bills?
That is a really personal question.
I'm sorry.
I'm an accountant.
Clint, okay, great. Well, I've got a couple of these clients. You know, I was cold calling some people over lunch, and
Josh cold called the clients, and I only
and by cold called, I mean I plugged some numbers into my phone, and just like whoever picked up, I asked if they wanted an ad campaign to be made, and so
almost
I didn't
like
have any leads
call.
Or anything.
It's like a prank call.
Okay.
I got a D100 and wrote words on them, and then I rolled it.
This, you know what? I'm learning so much from you. I know that you guys have a really extensive advertising background. I saw your resume and there was a lot of names. So
a lot of things on it.
A lot of things.
Short.
So, you know, I'm ready to learn.
Short stunts. A lot of things that lasted several day. Anyways, let's get into it.
Great. So I'll just pull up some of the clients I spoke to today. And then Clint, maybe you can share, you know, some of the requests that you gathered. But the client that I spoke to that I'm actually most excited to work with is the worst animal that you can find in a bottle of tequila that you would still drink the tequila.
Oh.
Oh.
You called them?
I called
like
someone.
You called the worst animal?
I called a person and they said that this is who they represent.
Oh, they were that ambiguous about it. Okay. All right.
Yeah. They're just, it was client confidentiality. They could tell you this descriptor of who they represent, but nothing else.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, it sounded legit to me. And so I think we just have to figure out, you know, what that animal is, and then that'll be our client. So
to make a lot of assumptions about the identity. Okay. When I rolled my D100, I came up with a scandal to add gate to.
Okay, so the worst animal that you can find in the bottom of a tequila bottle but still drink the tequila is looking for a scandal that they can add gate to.
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay, great.
So I'll just start here. I mean, I'll list some animals like starfish.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'd be put off by that. But
their mouth is a nightmare. I don't know if you have seen them, but with a clear, most tequila bottles are transparent. I don't know if anyone's going to enjoy looking at that.
Mm-mm. They have their own kind of starfish.
They do.
Hate that. How big is the tequila? Are we talking, does it have to be regular tequila bottle size?
Is it a novelty tequila bottle?
Is it very big?
Yeah, very big.
Yeah, I don't want to put limits on it. I think it can be as big as it needs to accommodate the animal.
So we're making the tequila for the animal.
Yeah,
now.
This really broadens it then. Did they say whether or not they'd be mad if we guessed wrong? I feel like, you know, I don't want to misrepresent the client.
I think we'll get it right.
They were so confident in our services, they hung up pretty much right away. And so I think, you know, that sounds to me like carte blanche.
Love it.
I know what that means.
I have some doubts.
White card.
You did it.
I feel like, you know, we want to bring some ASMR sensibility to this, so maybe we should pick an animal with like a, you know, a notable sound or you know, a name that's kind of you know, audibly enjoyable to listen to.
I know you both are new to the ASMR world, and whales tend to be kind of our venue. However, I do think that is impractical in a drinking from a bottle situation. The next closest thing is birds.
That's true. The closest related relative to a whale is a bird.
Not so much the whale, but in terms of what the ASMR brand really hones in on in the animal kingdom.
And they're both really good at swimming.
I want to clarify, it doesn't say that the animal needs to be whole. I mean, I think that's an assumption that we're making.
Oh.
Okay. It was my assumption based on the second half of still wanting to drink from the bottle.
Yeah, and also, like, you don't see, like, brand new tequila. This one has some of a worm.
Half a mole.
All right, then.
It's got to be the whole thing. Plus, I'd feel like I was cheated out of product if I didn't get the whole animal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do want to represent a fair product, a full product. Mm-hmm. I do think that we should focus on what can a human feasibly lift. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good start, I think.
Armadillos. I'm just going to say it. I know we're all thinking it. Armadillos.
They carry leprosy. Those are actual lepers.
Okay.
We cannot have another lawsuit on our hands.
It can't be that. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Lawsuits.
Not after our lepra fall asleep campaign.
Oh, who'd you do that with?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Don't want me to follow up on that one. Understood. Got it. Yeah.
Ooh, what about the tsetse fly? The thing that has the African sleeping sickness? That seems on.
Okay. At
on
this
brand.
Point, we're trying to poison it. Is that the goal?
I thought we were all about going to sleep here.
A lot of people use ASMR for different things, but sleep is key.
A sheep.
Okay.
There's one in here.
I kind of do. There's one. Like that, because you can then, you know, if you get a bunch of them, you can count them. And I know that's something people like to do to feel relaxed and sleepy. So I do feel like that's on brand.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to lift a sheep. I mean, I'm just going to say it. And also.
Or a wet sheep that's completely soaked with tequila.
I don't want like bits of wool in my drink.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of things to factor in for every animal in terms of what byproduct we don't want in the liquid. So we could use that to eliminate a lot of different animals.
What if it's an animal that already lives in liquid? Does that help solve for this? I'm thinking horseshoe crab.
Horseshoe crabs really do humanity a service. Their blood lets us create vaccines.
Yeah.
I know that when you got me as your partner, you did not know I had such a deep extensive knowledge of the animal kingdom. But
of the diseases either solved by or caused by certain animals.
It's part of your job as an ASMR professional to make sure you are choosing animals that properly represent the brand.
Clint, real quick, what was the ask again? What are we going to use this for?
Scandal to add gate to.
Scandal. Okay. Well, I do. I mean, I don't want to put the cart before the horseshoe crab here, but I do think that you know, there's some chemistry between you know, a creature that has vaccines for blood and a potential scandal.
I think you have a gross misunderstanding of what. That's fine. I'm not a zoologist. I'm in advertising. It's very clear.
Okay, for gate though.
I really don't want to do any vaccine related scandals.
No, too real. Too real. That's already its own scandal.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do think we can focus on what are things you associate with tequila that are scandals.
Mm-hmm.
White girls.
White girls.
Mm-hmm. specifically sorority ones.
Bar fights.
What if what if they're using the tequila bottles to import exotic wildlife?
Oh my.
And it's actually not so much about the tequila as that's just a delivery mechanism for their smuggling ring.
Mm-hmm.
Are we asking the client to become smugglers in order for them to get their ask, or did they hint to you that they are already in this business?
Well, I think they're looking for a scandal, and I think we can.
That's true.
I think we can make one.
So I think they were looking for us to make something up, but we might be on to a real one now.
Let's uncover it. This feels like the way to get paid for sure, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whistleblowers.
Okay, so we need to have a good name though, right? It can't just be like Zoogate. Like it has to be, right. I mean, we need something catchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. We still don't know what the animal is.
It is making it hard.
That's
you're right.
Make it
I
a
was
little
trying
bit
to see if I could refer back to part one, and without it, difficult.
Yeah.
Let's get some of the bad ideas out of the way. No okay. Tarantulas, no scorpions,
nope.
No worms.
Nope.
That's all been done.
Already exists.
This has got to be an animal that is either
Seahorses.
Endangered or like
bush babies.
Bush babies. Bush babies.
Okay. This is Australian.
Sugar glider.
Sugar gliders are illegal in California. This is true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Man, wouldn't they be really cute though? Like if they're just like bobbing their little baby heads at the top of the tequila bottle.
Just trying to survive, yeah.
So they're alive.
How else are we going to traffic them?
Were we trafficking embalmed animals.
Okay, so
this is specifically for the science.
So the tequila. The tequila
I
is
mean,
now.
That could work too.
The tequila part of it is now so far in the rearview mirror that it's basically irrelevant. Now yeah. These are just transportation devices to more or less safely bring sugar gliders into California.
Yeah.
I like this. Does our client already have a tequila brand, or are we also in charge of that?
I think they.
I haven't seen it. In stores,
they may want to develop like a secondary brand for this particular campaign.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, and that way, if it goes sour, they can, you know, dissolve that end of the brand and hope no one notices the tree mm-hmm. that they're branching.
100% pure cane sugar glider brand tequila.
I mean, it's good, and it's also a nightmare.
It's very good. We don't want to tell people that it's a sugar glider inside, again, because those are illegal. So I think we probably want to call it something different, like regular squirrel tequila. And then people will be like, oh, it's just a squirrel in there. And then, you know, I think
it's
that's
just regular squirrel
all that
tequila.
Extra skin was from its rapid weight loss in this tequila bottle.
Oh, my God. This is health tequila. And this squirrel actually lost so much weight. This is all that loose skin.
Yeah, it'll give you the nervous energy of a squirrel if you drink it, which is, you know, it's a weight loss. It's a weight loss treatment.
Yeah, I actually kind of like that.
It's a rough brand for the ASMR crowd. I'm not going to act like it's not. But, you know, I'm here to learn from you two. So if we feel like this mm-hmm. is the right direction, mm-hmm. I'm helping with the pitch.
Is it a sleep aid? It's like a chamomile. Man.
Come on, all tequila is a sleep aid.
Chamomile tequila. Is that nothing? It's nothing.
I don't know.
Is it like, did you already do tequila? Like T-E-A, tequila?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's nothing. It's nothing.
I also feel like maybe there's something like, we could just call it like totally nuts. And then it's like a play on words with the, you know, squirrels hoarding nuts, right? So it's like totally nuts tequila. You know, and then there's a squirrel in it.
Mm-hmm.
That is totally nuts.
Loco nuts.
That feels.
And it's a coconut
upsetting.
Flavored tequila.
I'm so sorry, but I can't remember if we landed on if it's. Is it alive or is it dead?
It's definitely alive.
It's alive.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And it's not a squirrel, it's a sugar glider, but we're trying to trick the customs agents.
Yeah, because those are illegal. The ones with just a regular squirrel inside.
Regular squirrels. Regular squirrels in your alcohol. Very normal. Yeah. No one questions it.
What if we just called it Patron 2?
The sequel to Patron. I think they will be upset with
will
it.
They? Maybe that's the scandal.
Oh. On top of the fact that there's a live sugar glider.
Double scandal.
It's also because it's a copyright infringement.
Double scandals.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these bottles are going to break hard because if they're alive, they're going to be movement. They're going to be knocking this
thin
shit off
glass.
Shelves. Yeah. How do we prepare stores to receive this? Or is it a direct-to-consumer market?
Oh, it's direct-to-consumer.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right.
I'm not going to pop into Trader Joe's and there's just 30 sugar gliders fighting for their lives in aisle 5.
Is this hosted on the dark web or...
Wish.
That checks. Okay.
Yeah. Etsy, I would assume.
The fees are too high on Etsy. We've withdrawn all of our product from them.
So Wish then, I guess. Okay, so what are we naming it? It's chock full of sugar gliders. I like the idea that we're disguising them as weight loss squirrels.
I am afraid that it's going to lead to people eating them thinking that that is the direct pipeline to the weight loss.
Oh, I think like if we made it into a testimonial.
Okay. Look at these squirrels. They've been soaking in this tequila. And look at the poundage that has just dropped off.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Bodies.
So it's not even for drinking anymore. It's like a bath bomb, like a soak.
Okay. All right.
And that's relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
This is good. It's like an essence. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's an essential oil now.
Squescence.
Oh.
Saving lives.
Stop yeah. it.
Too bad it's direct to consumer because I'm sure Goop would be all over this.
Man, okay, so I like the idea that this is now an essential oil product that goes great with ice and lime,
mm-hmm.
but also Soak in it, and you'll lose weight like these previously fat squirrels.
We do have the budget to Photoshop some fat sugar gliders.
Yep, that's easy. I think we can take care of that, no problem. And and then just put that right on the label, I think.
I think before and afters are good, yeah.
It's actually, I think we need to stop calling them sugar gliders. I think we need to call them gliders zero, because there's no sugar in these ones. They're extremely healthy, and you'll lose a lot of weight.
They're stevia gliders.
Oh my god, no, you guys, they're agave gliders.
Oh, perfect. Agave gliders, these ones are totally legal.
Agave gliders. These
agave gliders sound tight as hell, so I am more on board now. I was very worried. You saw me jotting notes. I was going to go back to the boss and be like, I'm worried. But now that we've got this beautiful name, I'm back in, boys. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Don't worry about agave gliders. They are 100% legal in California. Don't even
super
trip.
Legal. Yeah.
Yeah.
These are our super legal agave gliders. No, we can't. Absolutely not.
Native? Is that a better?
Domestic.
And then, I mean, I don't want to be too on the nose with this, but, you know, I think agave gate rolls off the tongue pretty well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then, this also protects the client because it is so broad in terms of tequila that, you know, people will just scan over the idea, but not necessarily, you know.
And it's doubly accurate to mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. the product we're representing, too.
Correct.
I think we nailed it.
This seems done.
Great.
How are we going to... Okay, so we talked about it being, like, a bath aid. How are we going to tie this back to ad SMR?
I see, like, this will have to be marketed... You mentioned the dark web. I mean, there'll definitely have to be some web advertising. And I imagine the sound of these agave gliders' nails on the inside of the glass trying to claw their way out could be a sound that we could use as the base for our advertisement.
We were somehow on similar yet incredibly different wavelengths in that I was thinking that we could use the agave gliders for natural ambiance, maybe while they're outside the bottle.
Not fighting for their little lives.
To then record, and then on each bottle is a QR code that will lead you to our SoundCloud to enjoy while you're taking your bath.
Or shots.
Or both.
Yes, or shots, both, you know. ASMR is for any time.
Until the scandal breaks and it all comes crashing down. Yeah, I feel really good about this. I think this... I'm going to try and remember what number I called in the first place and call it back and tell them that we got it.
We did it. Got it in one.
Great. You know, and I don't know if it's because we have been drinking a lot of tequila during this, but I am somehow mm-hmm. really, really on board with this.
Yeah. Wow. Thank
you so much for being a part of this.
Your help was really critical with this one.
I felt it. We almost went with leprosy. So, you know.
I mean, goodness. That was... Dodge that one.
Or a whole whale.
Part of a whale, I'm afraid.
We don't want to, we should not talk about when we were going with parts earlier.
Yeah, that's our creative process. Yeah. You know, we throw things out, we see what sticks. And
trying not to drown sugar gliders is what
agave
we
agave gliders, please. Agave.
I do have another client I called, and they are helicopter parents. And so they want...
Did you call them or did they call you?
I think I called them... And then they didn't pick up, but they immediately called me back to make sure I was okay.
You called the HPTA, the Helicopter Parent Teacher Association, and got it.
Yeah, and they were going through some chop. They were going through some chops. So it was a little bit difficult to make out what they were saying. But Clint, do you have a request that we could help them with?
Yeah, I sure do, Josh. Thank you so much for asking. So I was just poking around, and I thought, you know, it'd be fun to do for these folks? A new food pyramid.
Okay.
A new
I
one.
Do feel like, is it like the FDA?
No. Okay. No.
We don't bring the feds into this. I understand. I'm sorry.
No, I think after the first one, I think after that one, I think our cred with them is gone. So it needs to be a pyramid still, because that is part of it. It still needs to be a pyramid. It can't be a different shape.
Oh, right. So they don't want like a food hexagon.
It doesn't have to be bottom heavy. It can be an upside down.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I will be honest. I have not looked at the food pyramid since, you know, second grade health. And just remember seeing like bread is on the bottom.
Yep.
The bottom is bread. And then the top part that's very tiny is everything else you like to eat.
That's the good stuff.
And I think the other parts are like...
leaves.
The only part that's cool is the top.
Bud Light.
This is true.
So what would helicopter parents want their pyramid to be?
It does seem like it's going to be...
kid-specific. Yeah, I was gonna say,
it seems like it needs to be a customizable pyramid because everyone's special baby is going to have different food needs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like we need more of like maybe like a magnet situation where they can continuously rotate out, build their own to confuse, befuddle, and always keep their child on their toes.
Okay.
Right. And also like constantly changing requirements for their local schooling system.
Correct. We can expect only.
All right. I mean, I'm just going to come in here and say, I would like there to be a block of the pyramid for peanut butter. And I want that real far away from the other ones. I think we need to make it, but we need to put it really far away.
Like, are you picturing like a Tetris situation where there's just like pieces that we get to build and one is way over here to indicate no?
I just want to be clear. Like, I think we're going to make a pyramid and then like there's some, you know, empty space next to the pyramid. And then you scroll over even further and then you scroll over even further. And then there's a separate block that says peanuts and peanut butter. And that one's like way over there.
I do think you were actually onto something with this in that maybe this food period is actually just a no list. It's just all the no's. It's not so much what you should be eating, but like the hierarchy of do not get this near my child.
My darling, darling.
Okay,
baby.
Yeah.
Sweet baby angel.
Perfect sunshine.
Light of my life.
So peanut butter, obviously.
Peanut butter. Can't go anywhere near it. Gluten, hard pass. Yeah. No way, no how.
Absolutely.
Gluten's
not
a big chunk of this old pyramid. I know that.
Will there be any foods not included on this pyramid?
Quinoa.
Yeah,
that one can stay.
Kale, I think, is probably good.
Mm-hmm. But uncooked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Other things on the pyramid. Soy. Mm-mm. None of that.
Yeah. Nope. No. No eggs.
Eggs.
Mm-mm. No.
Pop-Tarts.
Are you trying to kill them? Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's not none of that processed garbage.
Toaster strudel?
Toaster strudel.
I've never had one, so I can't confirm nor deny their processed food containment.
Oh, I think I'm thinking like if this is a food pyramid that my sweet darling angel baby, gift from heaven, likes or shouldn't eat or shouldn't even be offered.
It does seem like this shouldn't ever be offered is more the vibe of a helicopter parent.
But I would think like no Pop-Tarts.
Absolutely not. The whole Kellogg's line of products, just put a big K on the pyramid and be like, not you.
My angel only eats toaster strudel.
You think they're allowed to have Pillsbury in the homes of helicopter parents? Okay. Got it.
My baby doesn't like Pepsi. No Pepsi.
I think it should be something more bespoke than that. Like, it's kind of like, I would never give my kid a toaster strudel. What I would do is open it up, scrape the filling out, right? So I take a butter knife, I open up the toaster strudel, I scrape the filling out, I put that on like some ancient grains toast for my kid, and then I just tell them that's a toaster strudel, and they love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you cut the crust off, obviously.
So are you saying we should include all of the niche needs? Like, cannot have more than 7 California golden raisins, but if the O Organics brand can have 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think what we're realizing
here... it's going to be a big pyramid.
This is going to be very complex, and it's going to be hard for people to keep track of it. So I do think it needs to be an app.
I think their kids are worth it, you know?
Here's the secret. It's an app that also tracks your phone for parents so that they can keep tabs on where their young ones are and how often they're using it. It probably even has camera access so they can look and see what's going on.
Can read their text.
Read their text. Yeah, it's got all of that. Mm-hmm. So it's got like a backdoor... Mm-hmm. kind of component to it, you know, that the parents will have access.
Is this
to
on the like the teachers and caregivers phones or on the child's phone that it presents like, here's what I'm not allowed to have?
Yeah, and the kid wears it like a lanyard.
Yeah,
he's in front of them.
They have lots of friends.
I think if you're a parent, you want this on as nice. Many people's phones as possible. So you're just like, hey, you need to really watch out. You know, my Jaden's food priorities. So I'm going to download mm-hmm. our food pyramid onto your phone so that you can just keep track of it. And then it's now you've also cloned the teacher's phone.
Wow. Okay, this feels.
We're going places I wasn't expecting to go in terms of
different
privacy.
Remember, the clients come first, and the clients said that they don't care about privacy.
Okay. Is this like something that gets airdropped off the child's phone? It's like a viral worm. Okay.
What better for helicopter parents than airdropping?
I'm sure they're really good at figuring out tech.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is a purely digital. There's no posters involved. You know, it's not in their own home. This is specifically for those who do not know.
Yeah, I think it's
how special Tommy is.
Clint's point, I think it is an app, and then it's also a wearable. Like you can wear in a lanyard, a little pyramid that does have an eye in it, kind of Illuminati style, and the parents are watching out of the eye on a camera. But yeah.
Is it like strapped to them like with a harness, like an officer of the law, or like is it a chest cam? I mean, these children are on leashes, so they're used to it. They're not like going to struggle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They prefer it, really. They don't feel safe. It's like a thunder shirt.
I mean, definitely. It's conditioning for sure. And it will awaken things later, but that's not our problem. What is our problem is can they or can they not eat celery?
And I think we just call it like fork knife. And we write it in the font of Fortnite and put it on does the wearable.
Does it teach you cool dances about your restrictive diet is the real important thing.
I think so. And then the kids will want to wear it because it'll be cool.
Yeah, they're like, you didn't get the new fork knife update. The one that tells you whether or not it has any like protein in it. And then they dab on them because that's still relevant.
How much hot sauce can Krizzlin have? Just a dab. And then he dabs.
Yeah,
the pyramid dabs, actually. It's an animated application.
We're in charge of the ideas, not the tech. That's a different department. So if they want to make it a transformer, they want to make it a hologram, you know, that's on them. I think we provide the raw creative vision.
So I think I have a good tagline for this
great
fork knife food pyramid. And it's an epic mealtime.
Again with the copyright.
Oh, yeah, well.
And then I think what we can do in order to bring in the ASMR brand is...
I'm going to ask maybe there's, about that, yeah.
Yeah, maybe there's some recordings of people eating each of the foods that, you know, we can include in the app.
So like a mukbang of the food that the child can or can't eat.
Yeah.
This is multi-tiered though, because, you know, sometimes kids, wily creatures. So it is helpful to know mm-hmm. what it sounds like when already being chewed. If you hear this specific crunch, it's a walnut and you better be Heimlicking now.
He cannot have
cannot. Absolutely not.
How many times have you heard, what has Emma got in her mouth? What is she eating? And then, you know, with this, you just hold the app up and it's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
It's like Shazam.
Beef jerky. And you're like,
okay, can't have that. That's too much salt.
And you're vegetarian.
Okay.
Wow, this actually seems like a really good idea. And I like how helpful and intrusive it is.
We want to make sure that the parents feel really supported about their delicate, fragile, perfect child.
Yeah.
Perfect. And you think people will be against this, but yet there's Alexas in every home.
Exactly. So. It's all, you know.
Yeah.
I can't say Alexa can.
I am fairly sure that if they were allowed to, helicopter parents would chip their children. So I think we're okay.
Yeah.
And that does fit into a food pyramid.
Chips.
So chips.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right at the top.
Chips and dips.
And we don't need to say what kind of chips. It just says chips and the kids go wild for it. They're like, oh my goodness, chips are such a big part of it. And the parents just kind of.
You can have one.
They wink at each other because they know it's microchips.
Great. So oh that sounds God. Done.
All right.
Fork knife.
Fork knife.
The interactive fun food pyramid that shows what young Brylander can and can't have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well,
awesome.
I do have one more. I don't know if y'all are feeling up for it, but I do have one more here.
Yeah, we've already done good work.
We're sizzling right now. Keep it going.
Okay. Well, let's see. Got to go back through my notes. There are so many interested parties. It's really hard to figure out, you know, which one is going to be most appreciative. And that's really how I make my decisions here.
By the way, you're going through your notes. It looks like you potentially have not actually tracked which numbers you were rando dialing. Okay. So it's going to be a whole new adventure to find agave gliders again.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit challenging, but you know what? I mean, I kind of have, you know, I'll rely on muscle memory. I'll just try and get myself in the same headspace I was in when I called the first time and see if it comes to me.
Mm-hmm. Use the power of the secret, manifest it. I understand. Got it.
Yeah.
That's copyrighted.
But our next
very
client...
Very ASMR of you.
Our next client is going to be horse girls. And so, that you know, that's who I called. That's who they want us to make something for.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You know what they want, which I think is kind of wild. It's a way to discredit Tom Hanks.
This checks for me. Okay.
Yeah, I think we can do this.
I feel like horse girls have always been vying to be America's sweetheart, but Tom Hanks just like will not give up the throne.
You won't. He won't step down. He's really Queen Elizabeth-ing it, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, horse girls. I feel like it is somehow both the same and different generationally, right? When I think of my era as horse girl, it was like a lot of like American Girl doll energy.
Mm-hmm.
Read the Babysitter Club a lot. Yeah.
And I think that vibe transcends the ages, really.
Yeah, there's also like, you know, the horse girl who is the girl who just acts like a horse.
Yeah.
So I would like clarity on that.
I don't know if we can give that to you.
I don't know what I expected.
This might not be anything, but I just want to bring up, I think, the connective tissue here. Steven Spielberg, to my knowledge, has made two war films. Saving Private Ryan, starring Tom Hanks, and War Horse, starring Horse. And so I think, you know, we may want to get Steve in on this to resolve once and for all, you know, who's really the box office
champ. I don't know if the horse girls are going to want him anywhere near them, to be honest.
No. A known horse and Tom Hanks activist. He can't even pick a side, really.
Yeah.
I do think that the best thing here is if we could get Meg Ryan on the side of horse girls.
For sure.
Okay.
You read my mind.
Really, really topple Tom Hanks' whole perspective on who he thought was on his team.
Kind of a Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks reunion, like sort of a You've Got Mare, right?
Fuck off.
How dare you? Never seen that movie?
I'm going to stop the podcast.
Oh, wait, no, I have seen that movie. That's the one where he just like takes over her bookstore and is like, sorry about it.
Yeah, I think he's Jeff Bezos in that one. And
yeah, he like, it's okay. You know what? Honestly, I think if we just keep talking about Tom Hanks's characters and the reality of what they do to the women in the movies, we can get horse girls up in the ranks.
We're already starting to discredit him just incidentally, just by describing his body of work.
Remember when he went to go like on that short trip and ended up like ghosting the woman for like 30 years and then showed up at her house one day randomly with a package and was like, sorry, I was gone.
Rude. Remember when he was a hypochondriac and they thought Meg Ryan could pull off three different acts of people in Joe versus the Volcano? It's a rough one.
Remember when Tom Hanks was secretly a child and he was infiltrating...
And he was seducing a grown woman.
Seducing a grown woman. Remember that one?
He's actually kind of terrible, huh?
Yeah, we're doing a great job. We're winning for horse girls right now.
Remember when he had a dog to take care of in Turner and Hooch and he let the dog die? Spoilers.
Remember when he was supposed to be the sheriff deputy of Toy Town but got jealous about a space captain and like almost ruined everyone's life because of it?
Yeah. Remember whenever he was hero pilot Sully Sullivan? I just like that movie.
Yeah.
Let's
not bring Sully into it because we are trying to look for ways to discredit him. And
And the geese were really the enemy in that one.
Oh, for sure. That shows he hates animals. He hit those animals with his plane on purpose.
Tom Hanks hates animals.
That is a good one for horse girls to go off of.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hates that dog that died. He hit those geese with his plane.
Yeah.
He didn't take care of his only friend on an island.
Mm-hmm. Wilson, not quite an animal. I just want to point this out.
Well, we don't have to. I didn't say that. Okay. I didn't say animal.
He just stabbed a crab.
I do think
movie,
if we're looking at Tom Hanks as a person and not just as his character portrayals, I feel like there's probably something on the other not as cool son, right? Mm. The DJ one.
I'm sorry, what? Please speak on that.
Not Colin Hanks, not our Orange County dear sweet boy, but the other bleach blonde one.
Chet Hayes, I believe you're referring to.
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't know anything about this.
Oh, that's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, we don't have time. We don't have, like, we'll on our lunch break, we'll catch you up to speed.
Listen to a low volume YouTube video on it in the Napatorium.
But I do think Chet could be a valuable ally to us in this.
An ally? All right. In what
way? So we don't know anything about Tom Hanks personally.
I do know a little bit. He grew up in the Bay Area in a very small town, and there's a single picture of him in that small town's museum.
I don't want to get too meta. I don't want to get too, you know, like, you know, involved in ourselves and have everything interconnected or whatever, but could we just ship him an agave glider?
Oh.
That would really hurt his I like animals image that he has.
Mm. He's like, I don't know what the equivalent to patient zero is in the like crux of a scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tom Hanks revealing that he gets agave gliders sent to him is what kicks it all off.
Yeah. Tom Hanks ordered 300 agave gliders after he almost single-handedly annihilates the Canadian goose from existence.
or what if there's going to be a movie about a horse and Tom Hanks wants to play the horse.
Huh. Is this an animated film?
Nope. This is live action. Got it. He wants to play the horse and he's taking jobs away from hardworking horses.
Yeah, he's a centaur and Andy Serkis is the horse body.
That's right.
How'd you get such exclusive rights to this script?
Oh, Josh called him earlier.
Got it. You're and another client.
It doesn't have to be real. It just has to be convincing enough that it'll discredit him in the public eye.
Yeah.
How are we getting this out? Is it we're creating spam accounts? We're forming an ARG that leads to the exposure of Tom Hanks as a half centaur?
Is a half centaur just a guy?
I mean, he's half of a centaur, right? Andy Serkis is involved, so. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here's what we can do. Are there any famous horse girls? Because if there was a famous horse girl with some Hollywood clout...
This is fun speculation.
Yeah, with some Hollywood clout, then we could entrap Tom into auditioning for this fake centaur movie. And then
there are people I assume are
image.
Horse girls.
Who's a famous horse girl?
I feel like Taylor Swift is a horse girl.
I
also feel like potentially Anne Hathaway.
Uh-huh. Zendaya.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of them's got to be a horse girl.
Sure.
I think just Definitely. The law of averages suggests that that's a pretty good pool. One of them's got to be. So we contact them all. We figure out who wants to ally with the horse girls in this smear campaign. And then we're like, hey, could you call up old Tommy and see if he wants to, you know, audition? But Tom Hanks doesn't audition.
No.
I feel like, yeah, Tom Hanks doesn't audition. He just gets offered. But I do think that Taylor Swift is probably our best bet here in the alignment of our first theory of horse girls are been trying to dethrone Tom Hanks as America's sweetheart. Because I think Taylor mm-hmm. Swift has been on the same journey.
Sure. This actually makes a lot of sense to me. I see her vendetta against him and I understand it personally because...
Yeah. But I would argue that...
It's like full circle.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, there's been times in American history where she, I mean, it would be fair to describe her as America's sweetheart. Anne Hathaway is really always the bridesmaid, never the bride when it comes to being America's sweetheart. She wants it so bad, but it's never happened for her.
So you're saying that as already an underdog, she has the passion for it. Taylor Swift might have the
aptitude.
Same goal, yeah, but in terms of like who's got drive,
Hathaway
it is
needs
our
this.
Girl Anne Hathaway.
The horsepower,
yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. That was good.
Yeah, this is Hathaway needs this to happen in order to I think she's
she needs it.
I do.
She
I think
needs
so.
It?
She's not
like
doing okay.
Deeply successful? Okay. All right, yeah.
Is she not on the nay list yet? I'm going to go.
No, you have to clean off this mess. Get back here. You can't just leave the meeting.
Sorry. She's a nay-list celebrity. She wants to discredit Tom Hanks. She's a horse girl. He hates animals. We know this for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He killed geese on purpose.
Yeah.
He let that dog die.
Mm-hmm.
He orders agave gliders.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we...
These are all facts.
We edit that together into a YouTube video. And at the very end, there's some shaky cam, mm-hmm. you know, phone footage of him with Andy Serkis crouched behind him, basically making a mockery of a horse.
We need the clout.
Yeah. I think that's what we need is we just need Anne Hathaway. We don't need her to make it. We just need her to retweet it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Are they retweeting again? Are we making spoof accounts on behalf of Horse Girls TM? Like, we're just going to call it like literally Horse Girls.
With a Z.
And obviously. And then hope or just flood at Anne Hathaway until mm-hmm. she eventually retweets it.
Mm-hmm. And people click on it. Okay. And it is just a really just damning video of all the times Tom Hanks has taken work from horses and been cruel to his animal co-stars.
Sure.
Sure. I do want to say that it is, you know, my job as the representative of ADSMR that I am thinking about budget. And this does feel like we have taken on a lot in terms of making a video and editing and, you know, finding all the claims. We could potentially just float it to TMZ.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. No one watches that.
They watch it if it's a hot clip.
Yeah.
They still do bus tours through LA. So we can maybe ask the bus tour to like.
Ooh, yeah.
Add Tom Hanks to the ranks.
What if. Okay, so part of the TMZ bus tour. I like this. I like this a lot. Goes past Tom Hanks's house and out front are just boxes and boxes of agave gliders.
Exactly.
I don't want it to be
so many.
A bus tour. I want them to be on horseback. Can we do that?
Okay.
Like a horse tour.
That does seem like a separate ad pitch where we are trying to pitch to TMZ that they now do horse tours.
Yeah. Hey, you know that efficient way you got multiple people everywhere? What if it was one at a time and expensive and you have to take care of it?
Okay. You're right. Maybe we just paint a horse on the side of the bus. Call it a day.
Yes.
We somehow get Anne Hathaway to be on horseback through a tour, and she recognizes the horrors of Tom Hanks.
Anne Hathaway lookalike.
I like that. Mm-hmm. That will be cheaper, for sure.
Yeah.
At this point, is our ad another scandal? Us creating another scandal?
I mean, it's a way to discredit Tom Hanks, so I would assume it's a big scandal.
Okay.
He is America's sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. How much do billboards cost?
Nothing. They're free.
You get the right guy, and they are free.
if you paint over one,
would free. We got to have some budget. I mean, they wouldn't ask Picasso to, you know, not work with his expensive paints, right? We need some money to be able to make some of these great dreams come true.
Yeah, I know that this is a really great idea, and I know that we want to really stick it to Tommy. How does this tie back to our brand?
I feel like the idea of going on horseback by itself is pretty ASMR friendly. You know, maybe we get an Anne Hathaway sound alike to do kind of like a POV. You're on the horse.
I've got it.
We're going through the field.
So if this works, Tom is going to have to make a apology video. As most people do. And in that video, he will be remorseful. He will be speaking softly. He will be close to the camera, speaking in a very grave intonation. Now, that gets us 80% of the way to ASMR just like that.
Yeah, we do charge double for apology ASMR, so this is good.
That's in the bylines.
People like it sad.
I think that we can do that. I don't want to say blackmail. And I don't want to say extortion. I don't want to say those things.
Yeah.
But I'd say if we let him know that this is coming, we can offer him our services to pre-record an apology video just in case something drops. Just in case. And we can really curate this apology video.
Hey, Mr. Hanks, you're America's sweetheart, but bad things happen to good people every day. Isn't it better to be prepared?
I feel like we have carefully constructed a house of horse cards here.
Yeah,
and horse cards. By alerting Mr. Hanks to it in any way, shape, or form, based on a lot of factors, namely agave gliders, I do think they will up security and make this a difficult venture for us.
You think we can't go head to head with him? He'll take us down.
I think underneath those squinty eyes is the eyes of a killer. And I do not think that we can go head to head with him.
I think we can take him on. I'm not really worried. I think he's a David S. Bumpkin. And I think that he's going to, you know, roll over whenever you present him with all his damning information and the amazing opportunity to film a pre-recorded apology video.
We've done a lot of twists and turns on this one. Can one of you please refresh me on exactly what our campaign is here?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. So, okay. I think I can. I'm going to take a stab at it. Right. So I think, first step one, we produce a smear video, of Tom Hanks that incorporates, some scenarios that we've manufactured, including the agave gliders and maybe the centaur movie, as well as just a super cut of all the times that he was pretty mean to animals in his films. And then we just,
I like this.
We send that to two people. We send it to TMZ and we give them a call and ask them to do a bus tour past his house at exactly 9:16 a.m. on Tuesday, which is when the shipment of agave gliders is dropped off on his front porch. At the same time, we tweet at Anne Hathaway relentlessly, gambling on the fact that she's a horse girl and using the hashtag horse girl with a Z, and get her to retweet the smear video of Tom Hanks. Meanwhile, one of us approaches Tom Hanks with a veiled threat about the imminent release of this video, asking him to pre-record an apology video in our ASMR studio. And then we let the dominoes fall, as they say.
This couldn't be clearer. I'm going to go ahead and nominate you to do that last part.
Two nominees.
And that's two votes. And that's all we need as part of our process. So congratulations for this great honor.
I'll do anything to finally get paid here. And so, you know, I'm happy.
Feel that.
I'm happy to bear that burden.
Yeah.
A real beast of burden.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's been a genuine treat. The constant wave sounds that are piped into our office isn't helping me, you know, stay focused. And I think that I might need to go lie down. Luckily, there is a bed every 4 feet here and someone constantly mumbling nearby.
Aaron, how do you think we did?
You know, I feel like we really bonded here and I don't want to be, you know, transparency is always the best policy. And I really enjoyed this. I do not know if I will be working with you again.
Because we'll be.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah. I wish you best in your next endeavor.
Right back at you.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Great.
Well, I mean, I'll admit I'm worried that we did this together and I really want that to be known, but that we all equally contributed to this, but I do feel like if I'm the one blackmailing Tom Hanks that I'll probably get, you know, all the accolades, I'll probably be promoted into the stratosphere.
Credit where credit's due. I was really just here to remind you of the budget, to remind you of the ASMR section.
No, you
couldn't have done it without you.
Really into it there for a second, but now that I've listened to the calming sounds of waves and mumbling, I am worried, but I'm also intrigued. So I do think, you know, we should ship it, see where it goes. I get put on a lot of different projects, so I can't always promise that I'll be here in this room with both of you, but if you feel like putting my name on it, that's fine. If you don't and you need all that credit because you are, again, doing a huge amount of that blackmailing, no hard feelings will be had.
I've actually submitted it already. This one's called Agave Gliders, The Helicopter Pyramid, Tom Hanks Animal Hater, an Aaron joint.
I'm here for it. I love it.
So
yeah. we would never take credit for things we didn't do.
Too bad.
And there are some things that we did do during this podcast you know, we may want to just keep a little bit hush externally, but internally, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm no snitch, so don't worry about it. Oh, everything is recorded in this office at all times in case there is any ASMR content. So that is something you might want to know.
Right. Just in case. Just in case you whisper.
We're always looking for that new sound, you know?
I do remember signing a document to that effect. I believe it was like super crinkly paper and a very scratchy ballpoint that mm-hmm. I signed it with. And then they had a mic right up on that as I
yeah.
was doing
yeah, it. Yeah, it was like a literal carbon copy, mm-hmm. like an old receipt. Yeah, mm-hmm. that sounds like the one. That mm-hmm. is the form.
Great.
Well, it's my lunch break and I need to sort out my own food pyramid.
Yeah, she's got to go. Yeah, so thank you so much for helping us out with this. Really appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening. It's been an absolute pleasure having our first guest,
thanks,
Aaron, here recording with us. If you want to suggest separately, not together, we do these randomly, by the way. If you have any separate client requests you want to send us or any clients you want us to work with, feel free to shoot us an email at yesadpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram or Twitter at yesadpodcast. We'd love to hear from you. Anyways, send us an email, get in touch, follow us on the socials if you feel like it. But thanks so much for listening. We'll check in next time.
I'm Josh.
I'm Clint.
Okay.
That's Aaron. All right. Thanks, everybody.